Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Gary of Sussex.
Hey, Matt, I enjoy listening to you, even if I don't call. I do call periodically. Why would a semi-retired white guy from Sussex want to listen to your radio station? I'll tell you why. You're interesting. I believe that you tell the truth in your opinion and how you see life, you know. Do I think that you kind of try to sway your listeners to the way you think, and maybe you're not exactly 100% accurate, and you just, you know, kind of put your own spin on things, which you do? I think that you could admit that an AR is not an automatic machine gun. My AR, I can shoot it like maybe one round every second, so I could shoot out 15 rounds in 15 seconds compared to a machine gun that could shoot out 30 rounds in about 8 seconds. But the reason I called isn't because of the gun issue and everything like that. I just want to know what your opinion is on Jane's Revenge and why this group of people hate pro-life, centers that help women that decide that they need help and they want to keep their baby. Why are they going out there threatening these people, in your opinion? And please don't put me on hold and don't let me respond to what you're going to say, because you kind of do that a lot of times. I want to say something, but I'm talking on the phone and you don't hear me. So either Sam turns me down or you turn me down.
Okay, thanks. I do want to respond to you. And Sam, keep Gary on so that he can respond. I think Gary is a principled guy, and I enjoy having you. First of all, you say, why would a guy from Sussex listen to me? I have a lot of friends in Sussex, spent some time out there, and I don't know if you know the Fryda family, F-R-Y-D-A, Fryda jerseys. They had a farm out there, Bob and Betty Fryda. They passed. Their son Mike is still out there, and their grandson, and a lot of good folks out in Sussex. So I'm hoping people in Sussex do remember their old friend who's on the radio now. So that's number one. Number two, when it comes to the AR-15 and a machine gun, first of all, it is possible to get a machine gun. It's just that you have to go through mountains of applications, and they have to know what you want it for, because you don't want people pumping off. And there are machine guns and there are machine guns. Machine guns in the 1930s are not what you think they are now, number one. And number two, the fact that you can have a couple of high-capacity magazines, like, you can essentially easily get off 60 or 90 rounds in a minute. It's a matter of, why would you say that we're going to ban machine guns, but not something that you say maybe comes close to that, but isn't quite that? In other words, my feeling on AR-15 is like my feeling in the old days on M16s and machine guns. They're a lot of fun to fire. I fired some of them in the Navy. I want people to respect the weapon. I want people to understand the weapon and be responsible. You don't point at anybody if you don't intend to shoot it. You don't have an 18-year-old who's mentally ill or emotionally disturbed walking in and buying it. You can kill a lot of people. An AR-15, some of those kids in Uvalde were decapitated. One of them was blasted up so bad, they only identified her from her sneakers. She liked to wear green sneakers. And that was it. And so all I can say is, what is the purpose of letting an emotionally disturbed 18-year-old who has no judgment, but not a 17-year-old, walk into a gun store or a gun show or buy it on the internet legally and murder everybody in Sandy Hook, Uvalde, and Buffalo? I don't think there's any excuse for that. And so if you say, well, one can pump off X rounds in 8 seconds and the other one can in 8 seconds can only pump off half of that, what's this pumping off business other than good recreational target shooting, which I enjoy too. I enjoy the heck out of it. But what I'm saying is, this is a very small price to pay. I'm a defender of the Second Amendment. I've said this before, because it's a liberal amendment. Throughout medieval Europe, and when they had kings, it was against the law for a peasant or a commoner or a working man to own a weapon, because they didn't want him to revolt against the king. They did not want him to revolt against the king. George Washington and all our founding fathers said, no, in the Second Amendment, you are going to have a right to bear arms. And I agree with that 100%. But they didn't say you have a right to bear nuclear weapons or chemical or biological weapons or bazookas or stingers or javelins or handheld or shoulder-held missile launchers or machine guns. And the question, the only question to me, Gary, is an assault rifle more like a machine gun than not? And I think it is. So in this case, Sam, would you put Gary back on? Gary is a guy that has a lot to say, and I want to hear you say it, Gary. You're not being cut off. We recognize you every time you call. And yeah, with most people, we don't permit two calls or, you know, get back and forth because we have limited time and a lot of callers.
Yeah.
But in your case, please go ahead. Yeah, I'm interested in your response.
Well, the thing is, you know, you bring up the fact that you can't use Stinger missiles and everything like that. That's, you know, you said that many times. But there is a difference between an automatic machine gun and an AR. Okay, so we just kind of disagree a little bit on that. But the other point that I wanted to bring up was, you said 18-year-old kids, their emotions, they're not emotionally mature. And I agree 100%. But, you know, when there's 300 million people in this world, in the United States, and there's a lot of 18-year-olds, and yes, there's way too many shootings. One shooting at a school is just, it's too much. It's not acceptable. But the fact is, you know, the only people who are killing people are insane people. You can take 100 18-year-olds walking down the street right now, and I guarantee you not one of those kids, 1,000 of them, would not even consider going into a school, and they're 18 years old. So you're taking one out of, like, 20 million people that are going to go do something like that, and you want to go out there and ban the ARs because one in maybe 20 million 18-year-olds might go into a school and shoot somebody? It's the people. It's not the gun itself. But the reason I called was I wanted to ask you what you think about Jane's Revenge, that people are going into these pro-life clinics and threatening and talking about how much fun it is to go out there and threaten you. And if you continue helping these women with their babies, we're going to destroy you. I mean, this is as insane as anything else is.
Yeah, on that I agree with you, Gary. And let me go one step further. Any violence should be prosecuted. Any violence should be prosecuted. People that attack centers that are pro-life or clinics or plan anything, we will have no violence in this society. If I were a DA, I know there was some attacks over in Madison, and there may have been elsewhere. I would investigate that, prosecute it, put up security if necessary to stop it, and put the people in prison who did it. The people who staff a lot of those centers are very well-intentioned people who want to provide counseling. And there's a lot of political dispute about that part of it. But there is one thing on which there is no dispute, and you're exactly correct. Any violence has got to be prosecuted. End of story. And I would like to see public figures on both sides of the aisle, whenever there's violence against any clinic on either side, prosecute it. I would not tolerate it. And thank you very much for calling. As always, we look forward to getting your calls. And I think you understand our policy. We get so many calls and such limited time to discuss a lot of issues that typically people get one kick at the cat, and then I respond, and then maybe the next day they call in. But I appreciate your calls, and thank you. And say hello to my buddies out in Sussex. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Okay, this situation with Pence now, I'm being put on a pedestal. Look, I get it. He did the right thing. He did the right thing on January 6th. But let's review Mr. Pence and Trump picking him. It was more like Pence picking him. If you remember correctly, in 2016, not a lot of people were signing up to run with Donald Trump. And I read something that I totally believe on Mike Pence. He decided to do it because he was sure they were going to lose. And then he could ride in on the white horse in 2020 and maybe save the Republican Party and run for president himself. I don't think that he had any idea they were going to win, and Trump didn't either for that matter. But, you know, I understand he did the right thing, but this holding him out, I'm sorry. You know, the guy did enough bootlicking for that 5 years that I'm surprised he can even talk.
Yeah, Pence is no good in my view. Yeah, and he didn't, initially he was going to go along with this, Dick, and then he called around and people said, are you out of your mind? Dan Quayle, former vice president, don't even think of it, it's criminal. So then he basically chickened out of what Trump wanted him to do, and now they say he's a saint. No, he's not a saint. He was a bootlicker for Trump, and even after Trump said maybe he deserves it and is chuckling and they're going, hang Mike Pence, he's sucking up to Trump. Guy says, let's hang Matt Flynn. I'm not going to suck up to the guy and say he's a great guy. Hey, come on. Come on. No, Pence is not going anywhere. But thank God in this particular case, he didn't cave in. Thanks for calling. Lines are open. We're going to a break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a development in Europe in the Ukraine war, the genocidal invasion of Ukraine by the genocidal sadist Putin. There was a statement issued yesterday by the deputy of their state Duma, D-U-M-A. A Duma is a Congress. The Duma is a Congress. And the deputy said the commander-in-chief, meaning Putin, intends to, quote, revoke, end quote, Russia's recognition of former Soviet nations like Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia to strip them of NATO protection. What's that all about? Yevgeny Fedorov, the state Duma deputy, said this. He told it to a Latvian news outlet. What Putin is saying, this is Putin talking, NATO in the treaty has a clause 6 that says that disputed territories can't be admitted to NATO. They don't want to get involved in civil wars. So they retroactively, Russia wants to, quote, dispute, end quote, the independence of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. If this were serious, and if Putin had any enforcement power, this would be ominous. I think it's a joke, but it's important to now to bear down on what Putin is doing in Ukraine and elsewhere, because he will not stop. He's compared himself to Peter the Great. He was the early 18th century, 1700s czar, who invaded other countries and took their land, predominantly Sweden, believe it or not. Sweden had a bigger empire than they do now. They don't have an empire now. But there are a lot of differences between Peter the Great and Putin. Peter the Great wanted to Europeanize Russia. He was afraid of it being looked at as a backwater. He welcomed French culture, European culture. St. Petersburg was deliberately constructed by him to be a mini Paris. He also had a draft where you got drafted for 25 years. And I said this the other day. A lot of buddies, you know, I was in the Navy, but buddies of mine who hadn't joined up would get a congratulations from Uncle Sam, late, you know, 68, 69. You're inducted in the U.S. Armed Forces for 2 years, 2 years. What if it had said 25 years? What if it had said, well, you're inducted till 1993, or now you get it, you're inducted till 2045. I mean, Peter the Great had this kind of stuff. Putin could not get away with that. How seriously to take this? But at what point do you start smacking back? We all of Europe and the United States so far has looked on this as the ravings of a madman, and they let him say this stuff. Biden broke that tradition in a very good way by saying, if he sets foot on an inch of NATO territory, we'll respond with the full force of the United States. I think it's time to say that again. You don't retroactively revoke, end quote, what Gorbachev and Yeltsin and the Russian Duma did in the early 1990s. Say, okay, now we're going to get these countries. Here's the sad thing. I don't think you say this, but it is true. Russia says it wants to spread its influence and its culture. Russia has a garbage culture. It has become a garbage country. Why do I say that? In the 19th century, which is what they're living off of, they produced great novelists, Dostoevsky, great artist Pushkin, many others, Tchaikovsky, mathematicians. In the 20th century, under Stalin, they went communist, and they murdered their intellectuals. They murdered 20 million people. So if anybody thought he was a Tchaikovsky or Dostoevsky, he got murdered. And then for 10 years, in the 1990s, they had the semblance of freedom under Gorbachev and then Yeltsin. So from the 900s to 1990, in that 1,000 years, the 900s, they had 10 years of freedom. The rest of it was under czars. Many of them were serfs, which are sort of like, you know, mid-range slaves or communists. And then after 10 years of freedom, the Russian mafia took over and is reimposing Stalinist terror. Is this a country that is capable of Western democracy, or is ingrained in their cultural DNA subservience, murder, sadism, genocide, and fraud? I don't want to be pessimistic. There's a lot of indication that it is the latter. But you take China, almost 1.5 billion people. I've questioned whether they are capable of liberal democracy, but then Taiwan broke away, and they clearly are. Russia, I think, is capable of it. But it has got to be crystal clear. France and Germany are wobbly. They're afraid of Russia. The United States under Biden stands tall. Time for him to repeat. You step foot on 1 inch of NATO soil, and we respond with the full force of the United States. But Yevgeny Fedorov, the State Duma deputy, did say that the commander-in-chief, Putin, and he didn't say that out of thin air. Putin told him to say that. They are going to revoke their recognition of sovereignty of Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia. And by the way, Lithuania used to be part of Poland a long time ago, and so did Ukraine. Their real goal is Poland. 1795, Russia, Prussia, and Austria carved up Poland, and it disappeared from the map for 115, 20 years till after the First World War. They want Poland. They're not going to get Poland. Russia has got to come out of its lethargy as a garbage culture and restore the culture that it's capable of. And what's happening over there? People, you saw yesterday, the other day, that France, Romania, Italy, and Germany now back Ukraine for a European Union bid. And that's great. The leaders of France, Macron, leader of Germany, Scholz, the leader of Italy, Draghi, all went to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky. But don't be fooled by that. Because when they say they back Ukraine for EU bid, it takes all of the EU unanimously to do it. Hungary has said they won't agree because they're in bed with Putin. There are 9 million people in Hungary. It's time the EU said to some of these small fry, look, you're very lucky you're in the EU. Don't press us. Germany has said we're going to give them more long-range missiles. They haven't given them anything. They've been saying it for months. Germany is afraid of Russia. It was occupied, half of it, by Russia for a long time. France is wobbly. Macron said, we've got to negotiate. You can't negotiate with Hitler. My advice, what it's worth, to Joe Biden is this. Get them the long-range missiles they want. So far, we've only promised them four sets of them, and they haven't been delivered yet. Double anything he wants. Get it to him. A lot more Russians have to be killed. They can't be permitted to just sit there in Russian territory and bomb all of Ukraine and eliminate its cities. You can't have a state that way. They are animals. The Russian savage must be driven back. Why are we letting them in the U.S. Open? Why do we let them into the Van Cliburn competition in Texas? No visas to a Russian savage culture. No visas to Hitler. We're going to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, you're up, my friend. What's in your mind? No, Bill, we only have 20 seconds. Bill, don't hang up. Everybody on there, don't hang up. We'll get back to you right after the break. I am being forced to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? A Bill of Economwalk.
Good morning, man. By the way, if you teach political science, let me sign up for one of your classes. I love the way you think. And people say, oh, no, you can't listen to him. He's a liberal. Well, if you're educated, you got to be a liberal because that's part of education. Education teaches you how to reason and study and look at options. If you're dying and you have two doctors and one's got conservative ideas and the other has liberal medical ideas, I'll go with the liberal guy because he's going to try everything to save your life. But here's what I called about. Trump is not above the law. Take the criminal to court. If we don't, even if Biden would get in, our democracy is finished. Because to let a slime ball like him stay in our society is just ripping up the Constitution. And I'm just so sick and tired of these people that are afraid of him. What do they have to fear? The guy's a criminal. He's a criminal. He's had 11 bankruptcies, 26 sexual assaults, and that's before he got to the office of the president. You know, give me a break. Give me a break. You can't make this stuff up. So anyhow, Matt, have a good day. Boy, God bless you. I'm sure glad we've got somebody who speaks the truth, knows the truth, and understands democracy. Have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, thanks very much, Bill. Excellent comments. Thank you so much. Yeah, with Trump, here's many people who go, well, the insurrection wasn't that bad. The QAnon shaman, he's obviously a nut with, you know, the war paint and horns and, you know, whatever, fur. But that is not the deal. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the so-called Green Bay sweep, where they intended to use sneaky little legal arguments that are false to take away your right to vote for president. They wanted Pence to say, well, I have some concerns. I'm going to send it back to the states. And the majority of the states on the Republican side had gerrymandered legislatures were to switch the electoral votes. Then it would have gone to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is majority Republican. We came close to having our right to vote for president taken away. And that's what Bill is getting at. This is we use tired phrases, an attack on democracy, and it's a coup and all that. This was an attempt that, if it had gone a different way, would have tied up the presidential election in court for a year while Trump stayed on. And could have taken us out of NATO, continued what he was doing. It is not enough to put the QAnon shaman in jail. Trump has got to be put in jail. That January 6th commission has to recommend that. I do not like the fact that Benny Thompson and Zoe Lofgren have expressed some concern about that. They are tired old political hands. Tired of tired old political hands. I want the young bucks on there who have some discretion, know what's going on. Refer him to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is timid. He's going to require the cover of a referral from the January 6th commission. Convene a grand jury. You put that evidence in front of a grand jury, they will indict. And then indict him. And they say, oh, well, there's going to be a revolution. Well, no, there's not going to be a revolution. There will be a lot of discussion, but people say, well, he'll certainly get acquitted. He'll certainly get acquitted. And others will say, no, he won't get acquitted. And they'll convene a jury, keep it anonymous, protect them. And he advocated Pence breaking the law and the Constitution, which is a felony. And then when it comes time to convict him and sentence him, you can use a lot of discretion. Put him on house arrest, you can do a lot of things. But he would not be running again, and his influence would be broken. He must be criminally prosecuted. Dan and Mignogna, my friend, you're next. There's a lot of people on the lines. I'm going to get to you in the order you called. Dan of Mignogna.
Hey, I just wanted to see if it made sense to you about AR-15. You can't buy an M-16, and the only difference between the two basically is you can auto-fire the M-16 in a three-round burst. But in most military, don't use auto-fire because you miss a lot, unless you're close range. So, basically, you know, what's the difference there? And then a 1,000 18-year-olds that wouldn't shoot up a school, out of those 1,000 18-year-olds, how many want an AR-15?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. I agree, 1,000 18-year-olds don't want to do it. They also don't want AR-15s. But if you shrunk that to the universe of 18-year-olds who want AR-15s, that's a lot smaller. And among that universe, there are emotionally disturbed people who do shoot up schools. And when the assault weapon ban was put in 1994 by the Democrats, but unfortunately, the Republicans insisted on sunsetting it by 2004, so it was only in for 10 years, mass assaults went down significantly. If you can save one school this way, it's worth it. One school is worth it. And I really like your expertise on the similarities and differences between an M16 or, you know, a machine gun and an AR-15. The accuracy of an AR-15 is heightened. And what does it matter if you can knock off 60, 90 rounds in a minute and 20 seconds, or in half that time? No kid is going to have time to get away in a few seconds. Those kids in Uvalde, some were decapitated. Some, their little bodies were, little ones' bodies were blown apart. They could only identify the little girl's sneakers. That is disgusting. Thanks a lot for calling in. Next in line, we have Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy of Beaver Dam. What's on your mind today?
Well, man, I just want to second the motion of Bill. You're an inspiration. You're like a human encyclopedia when it comes to the history and of various periods in our heritage here. And let's face it, Trump is a fake. We've been messing with him since 2015 or something like that. You know, we've had to put up with all his stuff, and he should be put out a commission so that we don't have to worry about an egotistical guy like him to be a problem, you know. Happy Father's Day, by the way, too, Matt.
Yeah, same to you, Andy, and thank you very much for calling in. Great comments. Thank you very much. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're up next. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
I'm going to make this quick. I belong to a gun club, an archery club. When I grew up, they didn't used to have hunter safety courses for young people, but they used to have a lot of problems during deer hunting and people being shot at or shot. So they decided to come up with a hunter safety program. That's the proper use of a weapon, and a lot of gun clubs, hunting clubs teach that. The problems we've had with hunting is one way down. So the least you can do is have some kind of gun training. I'm for I've got a conceal and carry. I was licensed. And I think if you're going to own an AR-15 or any assault weapon, the least they could do is have a red flag. And I'd be for four. If you can't pass some basic hunter safety or the use of an assault weapon, then you don't need one. And a red flag rule. We don't want mentally irresponsible people running around. And also when I was young, you couldn't ride around in a vehicle with an encased gun, I'll call them a weapon, and it had to be empty or you're going to get arrested. So we went too far to the right on this thing. And I'm for guns, but you need to be trained. And they've worked that with hunter safety. And kudos to Bill and Andy, and happy Father's Day. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Great, great, great comments. And you just put their finger on a real problem. In Texas, they have what's called constitutional carry. You don't need a license. You don't need training. You don't have to let anybody know. You can carry a weapon in your pocket or you can carry it on your hip. You can go in and buy an AR-15 when you're 18 years old, day of your 18th birthday. You can be emotionally disturbed. You can be insane. You can be a terrorist. And nobody cares, apparently, down in Texas. And then they get Uvalde. Well, here's the deal. Let's use a little common sense. Here in Wisconsin, yeah, you have to be licensed and you have to have some kind of training. My belief is that the training for concealed carry is minimal, but I suppose it's something. But you can still go in and you can buy an AR-15. And some of these people, they walk in and it's like, you know what, they're going to fly an airplane or get on a motorcycle with no training whatsoever. They walk in, they walk out with some high capacity magazines, an AR-15, and they go and maybe they shoot a little and it sounds great. And you have an 18-year-old who has absolutely no discretion at all, hormones raging, and he's depressed or angry or somebody jilted him or wouldn't go to the prom or his girlfriend went to the prom with somebody else or whatever, whatever, whatever. And he decides to end it all. You know, this whole idea of this romanticization of suicide, it goes back in literature. There's a novel from the early 19th century, The Sorrows of Young Werther, that involved the protagonist who did that. And it sold gajillions of copies. So, but they act out and they kill little ones. They go into Stony Creek. They go into Uvalde. Or they go into cold-blooded in a grocery store. They never go into hard targets. They only go into soft targets. And all of the history shows that when you restrict the ability to buy AR-15-type weapons, this sort of thing goes down. An 18-year-old can easily get hold of it. And there should be universal background checks, not just in registered stores, but gun shows, and they should be very, very carefully restricted because you have people selling stolen weapons. You have people there selling illegal weapons. I mean, you've had people that have offered things like exactly like bazookas. I mean, everybody, oh, I don't want to get into any of this. Well, let's start getting into it real quick. Okay, we're going to be going to, the lines are still alive. Do not hang up. I know you've been on a long time. I will get back to you. I got to go. One great thing, a new nickname, this Larry Loudermilk, who led the tours of the Capitol, is now referred to down there as Lying Buttermilk. Lying Buttermilk because he brought some of the insurrectionists through to let him photograph the escape routes for the Congress. That's kind of just grisly humor, Lying Buttermilk. Going to a break. Do not hang up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back
there. Gave me the number when I was young.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lives are still alive. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, one minor quibble first. At one point in time, was the Grand Duchy of Lithuania that kind of governed you know, Lithuania, the Baltics, Ukraine, and parts of Poland, and, you know, probably going into it's now Russia. That's all. At what point in time, you know, Lithuania was big and on top of things as well, that the core of a minor empire. But yeah, that this getting to the point that from Sussex called about the threats to the clinics that offer women another choice, but in some cases those clinics actually offer, they're not quite honest with the women as they're coming in. They kind of portray themselves as a place to get birth control and all this, but they're actually not. You know, they're you know, actually, you know, the place to, you know, they counsel women strictly on, you know, not to have an abortion. But you had the point right that no, none of those clinics should be bombed, none of them should be threatened, none of that stuff should happen, because, you know, that if it was happening, because we have to remember what was happening back in the day when doctors were being murdered outside of abortion clinics, you know, shot down in the street, or coming out of their home because they performed abortions, and that was completely wrong as well. So that that lawlessness in the name of, you know, trying to get what you want is just uncalled for.
Yeah, those are very good comments, and I think that I think everybody can agree or should agree, you can't have violence in society. I mean, you just can't. You can't. We're a nation of laws, not a men and women individually. We're a nation of laws. In a nation of laws, if somebody does something that attacks, kills, burn down, these arsons, you know, in an arson, you can have unintended consequences. An adjacent building can be burned up. People can be killed. That has to be stopped. That has to be stopped. And it has to be stopped on both sides. You're right that at one point there were people publishing lists of doctors who had performed abortions, and they had crosshairs over them. And just like, frankly, Sarah Palin had put crosshairs over some members of Congress, and that's when Gabby Giffords got shot. And then she sued the New York Times for libel and lost. Hey, guys, don't put crosshairs on people. Don't put crosshairs on people. That's wrong. But in this case, how about arson? Don't do it. And if you do it, I don't care what side of the issue you're on, whether it's a clinic that invites women in and tries to dissuade them from having abortions, or a Planned Parenthood clinic, any violence against anybody will be prosecuted. Will be prosecuted. And I think that statement has to come out loud and clear. Loud and clear. There's absolutely no justification for it. We're a nation of laws, not of men and women. Nation of laws, we will enforce the law. So what do you do with that? Well, I think that there are investigations on the arson. If they catch who did it, they will, I assume, prosecute them. This happened in the Madison area, Madison. This happened out on the West Coast. Attacks on abortion clinics have happened elsewhere in the South and the Midwest. It's got to stop, because if you permit it to go forward based on your political ideology, you're inviting anarchy. Then people have no respect for the law. One of the things, the worst thing that Donald Trump has done is to invite disrespect for the law itself. Send out the message to everybody loud and clear, we are not going to obey the law. We are above the law. We lost an election. We are going to pull a fast one and just have Pence say it wasn't legitimate, and then we get to stay in because we have majority Republican judges. That is against the law. And the only way, when violations of law become intolerable, is what happened in 1776, when the colonists got together and said, we can no longer put up with the King of England pushing us around like this. That's why we have a liberal democracy. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it's a democracy. Small d. Small d. And our country is a republic. Small r. Doesn't mean it's Republican or Democratic. What it means is that people get to vote for representatives, and the representatives get to get together and pass laws that have to be enforced by prosecutors and the judiciary and the executive. No more violence. No more arsons. no more shooting people. Whatever side of the issue on abortion you are, you can't have it. We've got to prosecute it. Now, I quick just want to get back to something. There are infinite ways in ingenuity. No, actually, we'll go back to the lines. Okay, Gary, we have many people in lines. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary?
Matt, I just quick, as for Trump, we have to get him on something he did. Yes, did he incite a riot? Yes. Did he do some, ask Georgia for some votes? Yes. But his words, you can't probably indict a guy, a fella on. So that's one thing. Ukraine, I can't believe the world's watching, standing by watching Russia or somehow destroy its people and its country. This is one hellish bad movie. It makes me sick to think we're just standing by and this is occurring this day and age. That's all, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Gary, those are two excellent comments. And one is, how much more evidence do we need to indict Trump? I mean, how much more evidence do we need? There are dead bodies all over the place, figuratively speaking. Dead bodies all over the place. But Merrick Garland is waiting for this commission. And this commission has Benny Thompson and Zoe Lofgren wobbly on referring. But then they have Elaine Luria, younger member of Congress from Norfolk, Virginia. And you have Schiff and Jamie Raskin and others who would do the right thing. And they have got to refer it, because then if they don't refer it, then, or if they just go real mealy mouth, well, we're not going to comment. We're just going to give you the evidence. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. They've got to refer them for criminal prosecution. They did it with Bannon and Navarro and a couple of others. So that's number one. On Ukraine, I got to say this. Admiral Stavridis, who is the former head of NATO, I have a lot of respect for him, as a commentator, he said that Europe was far too timid initially, and that initially, and the problem for Biden was he had to put together a coalition of economic sanctions first, and getting Germany and France. Remember something, Germany invaded Russia and killed millions of people in the 1940s. France under Napoleon in the early 1800s invaded Russia and killed a lot of people. They're both now afraid of Russia. They both are not standing up to Russia. Biden, he was a magician. He pulled a rabbit out of a hat, getting them together on these economic sanctions. Now, then what happens is, but Biden is getting stabbed in the back by Trump and Tucker Carlson. So he did what he had to do. But the problem was, Biden should not have said, we're not going to engage Russia in Ukraine. If it's just a minor thing, what the heck? He was trying to calm things down. When you deal with a Hitler bully, you can't say, well, you can have Czechoslovakia if you won't go into Poland. Hitler will say, fine. He'll take Czechoslovakia, and then he'll still go into Poland. The man, right now, you have these people being genocided. Their buildings, their entire cities are being destroyed. The women are being raped, systematically raped. Some of them by Chechen and Muslim terrorists from Chechnya. The rest by Russians. They're animals. The savages, they should not be seen as human. And I think it's time for NATO simply to say, all right, stop the bombing, Russia. Stop the bombing of the cities. What are they going to do? Europe has no soul. It's going to end up being nothing more than a theme park of history with good cafes. No soul whatsoever. We've got to stand up, and we've got to stop the stabs in the back of a wartime president by Trump against Biden, by Tucker Carlson against Biden. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins and always. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day out there, everybody. Matt Flynn, Rick, back same time, same place on Monday.